This is Guru Focus First Look, your morning market brief for Wednesday, July 15. Here are the stories driving markets today. PayPal shares are surging nearly 16% in pre-market trading as Stripe and Advent International submitted a $53 billion takeover offer. The bid represents a 28% premium to PayPal's previous closing price and signals renewed consolidation activity in the payment sector. Turning now to IBM, shares of the technology giant plunged 25%, marking the worst single-day decline in the company's history. The drop follows IBM's second-quarter earnings warning, which underscores a widening divide within the tech sector as some firms outperform while others face mounting challenges.
Another story we're watching is China's economic performance, as the country's growth in the second quarter fell sharply, missing government targets for the first time since the COVID pandemic. The slowdown comes amid global trade headwinds and ongoing turmoil in the Middle East, raising concerns about the outlook for the world's second-largest economy. Staying with technology, ASML shares advanced 4% after the company raised its sales forecast for the second time this year. The increase is driven by robust demand for artificial intelligence chips and the company's new Terafab plans, reinforcing ASML's position at the center of the semiconductor supply chain.
Meanwhile, global equity markets are moving higher as U.S. inflation data came in softer than expected and major banks reported strong quarterly results. Oil prices are also climbing, supported by renewed tensions between the United States and Iran, including a naval blockade on Iranian ports that has sparked concerns over global energy supplies. U.S. stock futures are extending gains this morning, with the Dow, S&P 500, and NASDAQ futures all higher. Investors are anticipating positive earnings reports and wholesale inflation data, following June's Consumer Price Index, which showed inflation cooled more than forecast.
On the corporate front, Lucid Group has denied reports that it is considering bankruptcy or going private. After a sharp drop in its share price, the company reaffirmed its commitment to ongoing operations, seeking to reassure investors amid recent volatility. Turning to the artificial intelligence sector, American companies and startups are increasingly adopting lower-cost Chinese AI models. This shift away from more expensive U.S. alternatives is altering the dynamics of the global AI race and could have long-term implications for the industry.
In banking, Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan Chase reported record quarterly profits, fueled by a surge in large AI-related deals, including transactions with companies such as SpaceX. The results highlight the growing impact of artificial intelligence on deal-making and financial performance. Elsewhere, SK Hynix shares rallied 8% as Asian technology stocks rebounded, despite recent volatility in the company's initial public offering performance. The move reflects ongoing investor interest in the semiconductor sector. On the regulatory front, the White House has launched the Gold Eagle Clearinghouse to coordinate intelligence on AI-related cyber threats. The new initiative aims to prioritize vulnerability patches across federal agencies as cybersecurity risks continue to evolve.
In other corporate news, Meta Platforms is facing a lawsuit from 26 employees who allege the company used artificial intelligence to target workers on medical and parental leave for layoffs. The case raises new questions about the use of AI in human resources decisions. Meanwhile, U.S. Treasury yields have risen as investors await the latest producer price inflation report, reflecting ongoing market sensitivity to inflation trends. Investors are also preparing bids for Chinese chipmaker CXMT's upcoming $8.6 billion initial public offering, as strong demand for semiconductor stocks drives expectations for a significant valuation increase.
Finally, Federal Reserve Chairman Kevin Warsh told Congress that the Fed remains committed to achieving its 2% inflation target and signaled a policy regime change aimed at eliminating what he called the inflation tax on Americans.
That wraps up today's market update. We'll be back soon with the latest market news. Thanks for listening to the Guru Focus Brief.